I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon are provoking fears of civil war in Lebanon. Sat7, a Christian television satellite ministry, has offices in Beirut. Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says so far they're undamaged. However,
it's very difficult for people who are themselves depressed to radiate hope. I would ask for the prayers for all the Christians in Lebanon that they would be beacons of light and hope and optimism, and that they wouldn't be caught up in the national gloom, and that love and the peace of Christ that is in their hearts would radiate through.
The World Cup is finally over. Even as the tournament excitement wanes, Greater Europe Missions' Freddie Harris says their job is just beginning. He was serving with a team in Berlin as part of the evangelistic initiative, Kickoff 2006, and says many people responded well to the gospel. The next step is discipleship, which is where the international networking through Kickoff 2006 came in. The goal is for participating churches to follow up the contacts from the World Cup. And the need for shoes is incredible around the world. Many orphans need them. Shoe needs are great in Africa, Middle East, Asia, and the United States. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says ministries in the inner city are telling him,
among the poorest of the poor, shoes is really a status symbol in a poor community. So at that point, we decided, well, let's start seeing if we can do something by providing shoes for them, so that they could connect with the needy and help win them to Christ.
$27 provides shoes and God's Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating our 15th anniversary by giving away a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.